Sactown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sactown Sports and subscribe.
From the 5-3-0, Shanahan wasn't prepared because CMC fumbled. Not quite following that logic. Well, 5-3-0. The scripted plays are always great. They're always great. But Pacheco fumbled too.
Yeah.
Okay? And Patrick Mahomes threw an interception. All right? After the scripted plays were done, it truly did not look like the Niners knew who they wanted to be.
Right.
There'd be a drive and they would pass the whole time. Mm-hmm. There'd be a drive and they would attempt to run the whole time. They just didn't know. It's just weird to me. And I don't know if 5-3-0 is a Niner fan or not. I don't know how you can lose a Super Bowl like that. And if somebody were to tell you, hey, Chris, or whatever Niner fan, hey, you're going to hold Patrick Mahomes. Brock Purdy is not going to turn the football over.
Yep.
You're going to hold Patrick Mahomes to one touchdown in regulation, mm-hmm. right? And
turn him over.
And turn him over.
Him over.
And yeah. you're going to turn Patrick Mahomes over. You'd be pretty confident that you yes. won that football game.
Yeah, that sounds like the formula, actually. And what went wrong? I mean,
and
yeah.
what went wrong? Then you tell me, 5-3-0, what went wrong? Because if it's just a Mahomes fest and it's just all Mahomes, then don't bother playing. Don't bother playing. Yeah. Just wait for Mahomes to retire.
Just let him. Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are we talking about?
I would just like to hear. I mean, yeah, I would like to hear. Maybe again, maybe today is just not the day for Niner fans to be in a reflective mood, but like I would like to hear how 49ers feels like fans feel like it went wrong, because we have not heard that. We have not heard from 49ers fans where they feel like the game went wrong.
Nate?
Nate's not ready yet.
The headphones on.
I know, dude. Okay. I'm honestly,
is a safe space for you.
It's like Nate. Sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it gets easier the third time. Seriously, like
yeah. just a wild statement.
No, it's the truth. What's wild about that?
No, just that it's even a possibility.
Yeah, that it is that a statement.
Okay. Yeah. But honest to God, I mean, that's how I feel.
No,
like,
sure.
It's disgusting. I feel yeah. like I don't even want to think about it. I'm not joking. Like it keeps me up at night. Like kept me up last night.
Yeah.
Thought I could think about this morning and considered calling in sick. Didn't do it. I'm here. I'm a grinder.
Yep.
I'm a grinder, dude.
Grinding film.
This is a day where I'm like, man, I kind of wish I worked construction. Because most days I'm like, dude, what a cool job I have.
Yeah.
This is, but I kind of wish I was out on the yard, you know, smashing some concrete.
But yeah, that's true. But that's a very specific job to have. You know, you should go to one of those. Where you should go, Nate?
One of those smash rooms.
Exactly. Yes. One of the smash rooms.
I'll probably just go. Not sound like a bro frat guy here, but just go to the gym and work my issues out.
Yeah.
And I'll probably go do that.
Get some pre-workout.
That's healthy.
Where do I think it went wrong?
Yes.
Oh, it's not Brock at all.
No.
I'm on that boat. Brock and CMC were the two best players. Mm-hmm. Arguably, Brock was the best player.
Juwan.
I honestly think it's just the Chiefs. Like, I knew I just had a pit in my stomach once they got that ball. And got that 4th-and-1. They ran that exact same play they ran earlier and torched the Niners. That it's almost like an option for Mahomes.
Right.
But it wasn't an option because he was going to run that the whole time. So I knew right then, like, it's over. It's over, bro.
Yeah.
It's right there. And then they threw out to the seam. They weren't covering the seam. Honestly, maybe the Dre Greenlaw injury. I was like, maybe this could fire them up, rally them. I think it deflated them. All the injuries were ridiculous, too.
Yeah.
I'd love to sit here and just blame them. I think they're a big part of the blame pie.
Sure.
I think the injuries, Kittle not being in there a lot, and I know you guys are kind of...
Was Kittle banged up?
Yeah, he went in the locker room.
Oh, he did go in the locker room.
Oh, that's right.
Late
yeah,
in
did.
The game. Late.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Crucial points.
It was shoulder?
Yeah.
Shoulder,
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know you guys are kind of clowning on the blocking thing, but that is like... That's what he does. Like,
yeah, it's a huge reason
so,
why he's there.
Import everyone was getting banged up. You saw Juszczyk get hurt. Oh, I don't know if you guys saw. He was hurt. He was on the ground for a little while, just slow to get up. I just
just bad luck then? Because
not,
the only
no,
reason I say is because the Niners are normally
not,
the physical team.
Yeah, I'm not like making that excuse at all. I'm really not. I'm trying to figure out what happened as I'm right. explaining it.
Grieving.
Yeah, as I'm because I'm pretty butthurt, like sick about it. It's really hard to put the blame. This feels more like the Chiefs just taking over and taking advantage. Or not even the Chiefs, just number 15.
I just feel like that's where the blame should be placed, is in the fact that you gave him the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Patrick Mahomes should have been given the opportunity to come back into that game. The Niners, again, they should have put the game away.
But that's where it is right here. You came back, but you came back from halftime.
You got to execute.
This is the game right here, fellas.
It's the game of the year.
They couldn't execute.
Why not?
This is the game right
here. They weren't good enough, I guess. I don't know.
No, they were good enough. They were definitely good
enough. Then why couldn't – it doesn't make sense. I don't get it. They weren't executing plays when they needed to. And honestly, it came around – I don't think the O-line's getting enough trash.
Sure.
Because Brock was under pressure.
Yeah.
Arguably two touchdowns if Brock doesn't have Chris Jones right in his face.
Yeah.
Two easy touchdowns.
This is it for me right here. They come back from halftime. Chiefs have the ball. The Chiefs are down 10-7 or 10-3. Interception right there. That's it. It was still 10. It was 10-3 when the Niners got that interception. And then right after that, you go shotgun, incomplete. Okay, he tried to pass right. After that, penalty on Banks. It was a false start, so they go back. Second and 15, Brock incomplete to Debo. Third and 15, Brock scrambles and gets about 4 yards. That's it. So it was two. Why you're starting with the pass play right after that pick is beyond me.
Yeah,
and then now that it's second and 10, you get that false start.
Now that we're... You bring that up. That, I think, is where I want to put the blame. Passing, choosing the pass over the run, which they've done this year, disgusting. Coming out in the second half and trying to execute those big passes, which no one was doing the whole game. There was one by Mahomes, one deep throw.
Yeah, and it was a duck.
Yes. So it was Tashaun Gibson's fault, too. Yeah. He didn't intercept
it.
Should have been an interception. But regardless, the problem was not running enough in the critical point in the game, which was coming out in the second half. That you know what? That's where I'm going
to
nail.
Yep. I found a stat here, Nate, to back up your Brock Purdy pressure as well. Brock Purdy completed this from Next Gen Stats. Brock Purdy completed 12 of his 19 attempts against the blitz for 131 yards and a touchdown while only getting sacked once in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs blitzed on 51% of his dropbacks, the fourth highest rate in a game underneath Spagnuolo, and the Chiefs' defense generated a season-high 9 unblocked pressures in Super Bowl 54, all of which came on blitzes.
Honestly, those stats for Brock are pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, they brought the heat, but they just got a few that prevented the big play, and I honest to God think that's the O-line blocking. They didn't help in the run game either.
No.
CMC's only getting 4 or 5. He didn't have a big run. You guys already talked about that. He didn't have a breakaway.
Yeah.
So that's the blocking was bad from the front five.
The Niners really didn't have an explosive. I mean, with the exception of Juwan Jennings' touchdown, like that was their most explosive play.
They had a 24-yarder.
McCaffrey.
Yeah, but that's not.
Oh, and that was Brock.
Yeah. And it's not even. That was all Brock. That's not even that explosive for the 49ers.
That's not explosive
for the Niners is hitting Debo over the middle, and he smashes three guys and takes it to the house.
Debo was injured.
George Kittle streaks to start the second half earlier in this year.
They underperformed throughout the whole playoffs, the Niners did, and it finally got them.
That's really what it came
down to, I mean, all I can say is Brock Purdy is the man after that game. Like I'm fully behind him now. He's my guy. I mean, I think 5 years is, I think 3 is the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll be around for 5 unless he just falls off a cliff. That's the only thing, derailment.
And that's the only reason I'm saying these. Look, it's a different because of the years. So they had to pay Jalen Hurts, but Eagles fans felt the same way. Literally today, a year ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they feel like that now.
Brock's played really well in a lot of big games, not? Though. That's the only, like, I just feel like every, like, it'd be tough to see Brock, dude, this young in his career, getting this level of experience. Like, I just can only see it go. Like, I can't see it hurting him. He's a completely different style of play than Jalen Hurts. Like, mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts relied a lot on his legs to supplement the. He's a good passing.
All I'm saying is that things can change quickly.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not saying
I
that
agree.
They will.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think Jalen was sabotaged too a lot by coaching and mismanagement and dealing with guys like AJ Brown, maybe having some influence on his game and stuff. Yeah. I think Jalen Hurts is very good still. I just maybe give it this season, but you're completely right. Things will change overnight. Look at the Niners with Kaepernick. Overnight. Right. Overnight. Yeah. Yeah. Trash.
Who was it, Jaws, who said this? He'll be the best quarterback of all time?
Yeah, I haven't heard much from Jaws after that. That's really funny. I can't think of the last time I heard anything from Jaws.
Or seen him.
Yeah. Let's get a wellness check on Jaws.
Yeah, can we just call him up? Yeah, so.
I do think that's a thing.
What?
I think that he's not doing great.
Oh.
I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Jaws.
I believe he wasn't doing great. I was like, I'm going to let you all have your fun. But
we'll confirm. Sorry.
Yeah, Jaws, sorry about that. I thought.
After it was the very beginning to where it was a punt. Right after the interception, the Niners punted. Then the Chiefs punted again. And then right after that, short right pass to Jennings that went for -8 yards. So then they were 2nd and 18, try to get it back with McCaffrey, and then they end up punting again. Then after that, it was almost as if the Chiefs were just hanging around. They had opportunities. This was an electric offense, the Niners, and they just couldn't get it done. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, we're going to talk about it. And I did say but we're talking Usher. We're talking the halftime performance. What were your thoughts? Stiles and Watkins, Sackdown Sports.
Sackdown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Yeah, we did some research, and it looks like Ron Jaworski is health-wise fine.
We're safe.
Yes, right.
We're safe. Almost fell through the ice there.
Chris is scaring us.
I'm looking at it, and there's apparently a Robert Jaworski who's not doing great. So thoughts go out to our guy Rob, but Ron's A-okay.
Yeah, seems like Ron is.
Yeah. I'm looking at his Twitter here. He picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl 31-27.
Well, he's still got what he gets.
I believe he's a former Chief. So
yeah,
there you go.
All right, let's get into this because I have no clue where this is going to go. Chris and I purposely did not talk about this in the pre-show because I wanted to hear it live. And get your thoughts, Chris, and anybody really, 916-339-1140, on Usher's performance. Chris, what did you think about the whole thing?
I thought it was incredible. I really thought it was, I was crazy hyped for it leading into it, and it really lived up to pretty much every expectation I had. Like, he somehow managed to get in just about all the hits. Oh, yeah, come on. And then he got, the guests were great too.
Yeah.
I thought Lil Jon turned down for what? That was a cool moment. That was a perfect Vegas moment. Like,
right.
In the way that, that LA Super Bowl with Dre and, the hip hop show that they put on, like, that turned down for what is like made for Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it, like, that moment felt like, it took it to another level.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of my favorite that I've seen. I don't know if I want to say best and get people all riled up, but it was definitely one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, I think that the big thing for me is when you watch some of the pre-Super Bowl stuff and they interviewed, Issa Rae interviewed Usher, and Usher said he just wanted it to be a celebration of his 30 years of being in the industry. And I think that's I think that certain Super Bowl performances can have different themes or different reasons or different purposes. And Usher wasn't really trying to sit there and showcase his singing talent to the world. Right. I don't think that's what he wanted to get out of it. He wanted to say, I made a bunch of bangers. You guys know them. Let's just have a good time. I'm going to dance and do my thing. And really, it just seemed like it was a sneak peek at what he's been doing in Vegas.
Sure.
You know, and I think a lot of people...
I saw a lot of flack of like, he barely sang. He just danced.
He just danced.
Dude was out of breath. Like you could hear.
You can't sing that much.
It was pretty
awesome.
It was pretty impressive what he did.
Also, it's called a performance.
It's a performance. Yeah. Like, when people just stand there and sing, you get mad at that. And I think that there is an age range here.
Oh, for sure.
I think that I think everybody knows Usher, but as far as just enjoying his songs and what he brings. And I'm not to say anybody can't, but I'm saying between that, this was for 25 to 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
That was the demo.
Yep.
25 to 40-year-olds to feel nostalgic about, man, somebody that we rode with that I think a lot of us felt like never really got his shine in a weird way.
For
because
sure.
Usher is, you know, he's always been a big artist, but he hasn't ever been at the level of some of these other dudes.
B-tier.
It depends, right? That's the point. He's not a pure A tier.
He's an A tier R&B artist.
It depends on who you ask, and I think that's the point, right? But I do think that if you were already in that camp of he's A, he'd be A. I don't think anybody saw that who thought he was B and thought that it was going to take him to A. I also don't think that's what Usher was trying to accomplish.
Sure.
You know what I mean? He's been around for a very long time, and I saw people saying, well, that's not top five. And to me, obviously it's not top five because if you look at everybody, first of all, the Super Bowl has been around for a very long time. And if you look at the top five performances, there have to be most top five performances are by top five singers or artists. Usher isn't really regarded as that. Oh, who are your top five? Michael Jackson, Prince, you know what I mean?
Sure.
All people that are widely known as top five artists in general.
Yeah.
So every performance isn't going to be the best ever. If you're in that demo, it hit for you.
It was up there for me. Again, it was.
But I'm saying,
but
you're a part of the demo.
Absolutely.
You know, I probably am Prince. You are the demo.
Yeah.
I'm the demo. Yeah. So if you're not part of the demo, if you don't remember getting turned down by your eighth grade crush and playing Bird.
If you didn't download a song off LimeWire,
it wasn't for you.
You never destroyed your parents' computer.
Right.
You know,
if
downloading
you didn't have cat videos on your computer.
Yeah. I just want to point out the camera work too during the performance was insane.
Yeah.
It's like you gotta imagine the camera, this giant thing moving through all these people who are winding around. Like when he's on roller skates,
nuts.
You can't hit the there's a giant space that is being taken up by the camera on that stage. And the way it moved, it was very cinematic for like a live performance like that. I was impressed.
Yeah, and look, from everything we saw, I think Matt George said it was lit in there.
Yes. Oh, it
so
was
it seemed like everybody was enjoying it. I don't know. Was Rihanna last year?
Yeah, she was last year.
The pregnant. That was scary. Yeah. She's on that giant Mario platform with a baby in her stomach.
Who do you have? And it's hard because she was pregnant, but...
I think Usher.
Which one?
I think Usher. Like, I'm putting Usher. You say you can't put Usher top five. I'm putting Usher top five. That was top five
for
me.
You. I'm just saying it's not going to be regarded as.
Are you saying
top
Super
five.
Bowl performance?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's what. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people are going to have him there, but I also don't think it matters.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not.
I think
after you two in mine.
I think after you get past Prince and Michael Jackson. Once you get past Prince and Michael Jackson, everybody just kind of picks
everybody
what they
gets
want.
Their own, right. Exactly.
Because I thought Bruno Mars, I thought he smashed it.
I learned why they got Bruno Michael Mars. Jackson.
Wait, you can't stand Bruno Mars?
Yeah, this is a running thing with him.
Wait, why?
You didn't know this? He hates Bruno Mars.
Why?
What's his real name again? It's something silly.
Wait, why? He's a Zont King. What's the problem?
Yeah, he's just I just feel like his music's too formulaic.
I forgot how much he hates
really dislike Bruno Mars. Like Bruno Mars is like Steph Curry territory for me.
That's correct. You just think his music, what do you mean formulaic?
Like it sounds like he's trying to make a hit.
Like so he's just to make music that's not trying to make a hit?
I'd like you to make music that's true to you. I don't want you to make music for the industry. Soul. Yeah, no, for sure.
I feel the same way about Katy Perry.
So what are we talking about? You just don't because like Bruno Mars. Because
she's,
like
not
my
a,
champion?
She's not a Zont queen.
Because, yeah. Because Bruno Mars is
she's,
more
hey,
talented
over six
than
foot.
Katy Perry.
She's 5'8 plus.
Bruno Mars is more talented than Katy Perry. That's why.
Sure. It's not for me. Not for me.
Yeah.
I feel like Bruno Mars intentionally was like, I want music that's going to be played at weddings for the next 30 years because that's where the money's at. And I'm not knocking him. It's just I'm not going to line up to buy the album.
He literally, I mean, that was literally Miley Cyrus's wedding song.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Well,
everyone
knows. You know what is interesting about that? There are people like Bruno Mars who I don't know how well their albums do. Like, I would put The Weeknd in that category. Huge hits.
I think Bruno's album, I mean, that 24 Karat Magic was,
you think
like,
they do
that
well?
Was the one. If
it
I'm not mistaken,
pop.
That was like the hugest, like that was like the biggest album of the year, definitely. But if I'm not mistaken, that album broke crazy records.
This is pure pop.
This is Chris.
Yes.
No, this is Chris.
916.
No, I don't believe this.
Two in a row.
No, this is Chris.
What?
It's the same number. It's the same number. No, this is from the 916. Bruno Mars is hot garbage.
Yes, sir.
I just earned a lot of respect for you, Watkins. Bruno Mars is cheesy and corny, bro.
Yes, sir. Nice.
Really?
Corny is funny. He's cheesy and corny.
But Bruno is more A-list than Usher.
Yeah, because it's a popularity thing. I think this is different from the it's not about talent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
There's so many talented artists that you're never going
to. And can
know
I just
about.
Say something? The people I don't when it comes to music and you brought up U2, I think what annoys me about R&B, hip hop, rap, things like that. And I'm not just going to put them because I know on the other side people will make fun of country music and rock as well. I just don't think anybody should make fun of anything. But to your point, I would never tell someone whether I thought... Now, you know if someone's voice is cracking or something like that.
Alicia.
But
Tom.
That was the biggest train on a dress I'd ever seen, by the
way.
That
was pretty sick.
I would never say that U2 had a bad performance because I don't like that type of music.
Right.
But I feel like there are a lot of situations where people that don't like, because ever since Jay-Z took over, let's be honest, it's been more pop, you know, pop, hip hop. It's been in that category. And I think it's going to flip pretty soon. I think we're going to get somebody different pretty soon here. But to see the amount, I saw Colin Cowherd and he's talking and not in the demo, mind you. He goes and he literally had a tweet and he goes, Game has been mid, which his daughter probably told him what mid means.
Right.
Game has been mid. Halftime performance mid. Need Mahomes to save the day, which Mahomes actually ended up doing in a way.
He sucks, dude.
But I'm just like, bro, Colin, how often do you fire up an Usher song, brother?
Never.
But like, never. I'm not going to tell somebody that likes U2 that
absolutely.
They stunk.
Right.
But people can say that performance was whatever. If you don't like that type of music, you really just can't speak on it.
It was never going to be for you.
It just wasn't. All right.
Can't wait for next year. Lil Wayne. I'm calling
it. It's not going to be Lil Wayne.
I'm calling it.
They're going back
in
the other direction.
It's in New Orleans.
It's going to be more.
It's got to be Lil Wayne.
We're getting country. We're getting Darius Rucker or something.
No, absolutely not.
Dude, Hootie and the Blowfish?
Lil Wayne.
It's going to be Hootie.
Lil Wayne.
All right. Got to get to a break. Nate says we got to get to a break. When we get back, more Usher talk and Kings and Niners. Styles and Watkins, Sackdown Sports.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
Also, big shout out to her who had a full circle moment singing at the Super Bowl when she was a kid, right? And then,
I don't think it was at the Super Bowl.
Not the Super Bowl.
Kid,
yeah. Singing at a football game.
I believe it was at
kid.
Candlestick.
At Candlestick, and now to be performing in the Super Bowl. Her out of Vallejo. Shout out to the Valley Joe. She plays about 12 instruments.
Yeah.
She's crazy talented, so shout out to her for making an appearance.
A lot of questions on Jermaine Dupri and his...
People didn't know who... we heard the morning show. They thought Jermaine Dupri was CeeLo.
Which is understandable. They gave him a rough angle. They shot him, the first look at him is from the field.
Worst angle.
Like up on,
worst angle this week. Me with Cam Newton crossed or Jermaine Dupree.
Definitely crossed my mind.
I'm sorry.
It definitely crossed my mind, but I still think you might have Jermaine.
You know, Nate, that was just
there.
To put a smile on your face.
It worked. It worked. Just to put a smile I heard you in the crosstalk, too, with Dave going over that. And I'd like to clarify I was doing it. Trying to be nice about, like, trying to help you out. But cloud over everything. No, I just didn't think you should post it. That's it. And I'm just
Going to make it worse. I'm going to zoom out just so I can get
that far. That is funnier.
Someone's going to make further it further away. And further
you take
away.
It with the 0.5.
Maybe that's what I should have done because then I would be like, oh, no, he was standing on
right,
something.
Exactly.
And I was, because now it's just a little too close.
Oh, my gosh.
A little too close for comfort. For the
Luda was great, too.
Yeah, Luda, he was great. They were throwing people up in the air. I thought somebody jumped. I glanced up and somebody was falling.
Yeah. Did you guys talk about the streaker?
No.
You see the video?
I have not seen
the man
video.
Man was wearing like a thong or like a one piece and it was
cold in Vegas.
It was rough to look at. It was rough. He got on there and he moved out, dodged a couple people. I was mad because I thought the play, which was a loss for the Chiefs and was going to cause a punt or a field goal, was going to be turned over because the streaking happened like right as the play happened.
Right.
But the dude, if you can find the video, he looks disgusting. It's tough.
Do we feel like, because they try to not talk about it on the broadcast. Tony Romo messed up and talked about it for like 15
seconds.
He's like,
oh, there's a streaker. Oh, yeah. We're not supposed to talk about it.
Do we feel like that's doing its job? Like, because the intention, I assume, is, hey, let's not give this guy or this person the shine that they...
Yeah.
But it hasn't stopped. I mean, I guess the argument is it would happen more frequently if you put it on TV.
Yeah, I think it's doing its job.
Okay.
I
agree with Alan, I think, here. Yeah.
Okay. I just feel like it's still happening. I mean, if it happens.
Like, you guys forgot about it until I just brought like, I don't.
Sure.
I haven't even seen it.
If it was broadcast,
you gotta
I saw phone
see,
footage, obviously.
You know, a man thong to kind of see.
Yeah, it was like a one piece that rode up. It was rough.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm good.
Who do you want to see in NOLA? Wheezy F, that's what you
that's
were saying.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
The F is for phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That would be insane.
That
I mean,
would be
because then you can maybe, you know, he can bring out Drake possibly. I think Drake's going to hold out for his own. You could probably get Nicki Minaj in there. You can get some really good features if you get Lil Wayne out there. And again, it's in his city. In New Orleans, it'd be pretty sick.
I just don't see
and
them.
He's got all the ties with the NFL, too. Lil Wayne, like, has been tying himself
Packers
with the NFL for years.
The Packers are in there, yeah.
I could see it.
So how did you do? Did you do any props?
I did one. I did one, like, little parlay. You know, of course, we were out in Vegas, so we also were able to look at some things.
No use check touchdown.
I know. The only thing I actually put money down in Vegas was for the use check touchdown. And, never got the use check touchdown. I did have the Brock Purdy under 13.5 rush yards. He ended at 12. That kneel, I think it was at the end of the game, did help me out with a little bit of clearance on that. I did put more money down on Kyle Juszczyk. He had 5.5 rushing and receiving yards. He ended up with 20.
Dang.
So that was an easy win. And then I had McCaffrey just over his fantasy score, which was 23.5. I lost on Pacheco 67.5 rush yards though. He ended up with 59.
Yeah,
that would have put me in the money.
I did a bunch, and basically George Kittle essentially blew up all of them.
Really?
Basically George Kittle blew up all of them. McCaffrey did as well because McCaffrey, they had it set at 90-something yards. And
oh,
he
that's
only got to
way
80.
Too high.
He only got to 80. But that basically, yeah, to your point, you're just if you're taking that, you're saying you think the Niners are going to win.
Exactly.
I did.
Curious, too, to look at this was from January 31st. So right after the Super Bowl got crystallized in terms of the matchups, I saw a tweet that said the most bet Super Bowl props. It'd be interesting to see how those ended up. Mm-hmm. The first one was Brock Purdy over 11.5 rush yards. Barely got that one at 12. Mm-hmm. Over Pacheco, 68.5 rush yards. As we said, he hit the under there. Travis Kelce, over 72.5 receiving yards was the third most bet prop from that week or from that game.
Wonder how the
and
Taylor.
That ended up over.
I was thinking about the Taylor props because somebody said, was she going to wear a jersey? She was wearing a Chiefs jacket. Don't know if it was a Kristen Juszczyk
exclusive. I don't think so. I was asking that Kyle Juszczyk Letterman jacket was pretty sick.
It was pretty good.
And he got all his teammates to sign it as well. That could have been a very, very expensive piece of memorabilia if they would have won that game.
It's just incredible to me that they couldn't win, man. It really is. I mean, going out and getting Chase Young and all the moves that they made. And
how weird that those guys ended up, like, contributing in the – Chase Young gets a sack. Randy Gregory had some moments in that game.
Eric Armstead, shout out Sacramento.
Eric Armstead had a good play. I think Javon Hargrave made a third down stop, I think, to put it at that fourth and one where Mahomes had that long run. So, it's definitely one that you got to look back and just say, man, like, again, it's like he played well. Again, where did this thing go wrong? I mean, it's really frustrating. It's got to be really, really frustrating for the Niners, too, to look back at that film. I'm assuming they probably won't watch it today. I hope they didn't watch it yesterday. But when they look back at it, I think the big takeaway is just going to be, man, we had some opportunities and just completely squandered them. And, you know, you really, at the end of the day, if that's the case, you got no one to blame but yourself internally. And I think in a weird way, that's good. It's going to feel good because it's like, hey, again, we can control this. The us winning the Super Bowl, I don't believe comes down to Patrick Mahomes. I think it came down to the Niners allowing Patrick Mahomes to be in that game. It's frustrating, but at the same time, again, you feel like at least you can solve it. You can fix that problem if you feel like the problem was internal. The question is if they feel. I don't know if they feel that way, but from watching the game, I felt like they lost the game. I really didn't feel like Patrick Mahomes stole that game from them. I feel like the Niners put it on a platter for him to take, and he said, "Yeah, I can. I'll take that gladly."
Do you think that the Niners beat the Lions, or do you think the Lions lost that game?
I think the Lions lost that game.
I would say so too. Yeah. I would also say that this one has to hurt more than 2019.
Yeah. Okay. Everything lined up like,
you know, 2019. And it's even the quarterback. 2019, you got Jimmy versus you don't have Christian McCaffrey. You got Jimmy versus Mahomes. It's just, you knew Mahomes was just, not that he's not hungry now, right, but you just knew, hey, we're up against it. They had Tyreek.
Yeah.
But this time
around, it's a
scarier
team you're going against.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Niners were the best team in football this year. Like, they were. They were through the regular season. They weren't through the 2 weeks of the playoffs, but even then, again, lined up perfectly for him. You play probably the two easiest opponents you would have hoped. Like, you didn't have to play the Cowboys or the Eagles in the playoffs, right, regardless of
the Rams, or you
didn't have to play the Browns or the Ravens in the Super Bowl, like you would have been most afraid of during the regular season. So, again, that's where I feel like everything was lined up for this to be the year, and that's why it's got to hurt a lot, and it's why, you know, we were talking about it. Moving forward, I don't know how or what the Niners can do that can make me say, no, like, I firmly believe this is going to be the year, because I just can't imagine it looking any better than it looked this year. Their only three games they lost before the Super Bowl were three in a row, so it was a streak of games, but also they didn't have Trent, they didn't have Debo, and, you know, they still played well in a couple of those games. Like, it was the perfect season that just didn't have a perfect ending.
Yeah, this is the reason, you know, I think that Niner fans will probably just, going into next season, they don't care about Vegas. They don't care about what it says on paper. There's just no real need. This is the one that I think will make everybody feel like there's no need to ever believe it's going to happen until it happens. This one breaks fans.
Yes. Yeah.
This is the type of loss that breaks fans.
It breaks spirits, you know? Yeah. I don't know if it's going to break your fan,
but you're not going to go in thinking, we got it this year.
For sure.
Because you've never had it.
Well, yeah. You'll be hopefully at least more hesitant.
Yes. All right. Got to get to a break when we get back. Crosstalk, The Drive Guys, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown. Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
We are joined by Whitey Gleason of The Drive Guys. Whitey, haven't seen you in a bit. How you doing?
Good. Welcome back home to Sacramento.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad to be home.
You guys crushed it, huh?
It was fun. Yeah. It was really fun.
It was good time.
I guess that's more of a question for you. We crush it, right?
Yeah. We haven't listened back yet. Haven't listened back yet. You know, most of the guests that we had, all 45 of them, maybe more than that, most of the guests picked the Chiefs, and ultimately, they were right.
I noticed that. People that should know that were on your show late in the week, they picked the Chiefs. People in, you know, on the internet, that, and not just like fans or even media people, but like former players, coaches, those types, like Chiefs. And I was just thinking, no, I think, and then yesterday I woke up, like in my head, I still think the 49ers are going to win, but I sure have a bad feeling about this. I don't know. Yeah, I picked the 49ers. And when they intercepted Mahomes early in the third quarter, you know, the 49ers had that, we all know, I know, everyone saw the game. 49ers were ahead halftime, should have been ahead by more. Then, all right, what do the Chiefs have in the third quarter? And they came out terrible in the third quarter. Mahomes throws that interception. At that point, I thought, I think the 49ers are going to win.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, what? They're punting? They're punting again.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
As you know, we like to do blame pie. I mean, you don't have to give us your
I know how you feel about pie.
I know. It's not great. But do you feel like, I mean, do you feel like Kyle is probably the biggest percentage of any other individual in that? I mean, it's...
Not necessarily. I thought the offensive line just got worked.
That's what Nate said.
Yeah. Offensive line was, you know, Purdy, he really played pretty well.
Yeah.
Considering everything and all the pressure he was under. And I'm not saying he's the greatest, he's better than Mahomes, but he really, all things considered, played pretty well. Was that whatever happened on those three and outs in a row? And obviously... Yeah. Kyle deserves some blame for that, but some of it was just the, you know, the bad luck too of that wayward punt.
Yeah,
it's like, and I'm not making excuses, but that's a weird play.
Yeah, is that something too where it's like, you know, they say it was talked about a lot, the special teams advantage. I think more people were talking about your guy Jake Moody, who did for a split second there have the longest field goal. Field goal made in Super Bowl history.
Yeah.
But is that kind of a situation too on that punt where is that, you know, they always say you got to yell fire.
I think
is that
there's
a fluke? Is that like?
I think there's his Peter. If I understood coach last night, and I think he said, he was yelling Peter. But you know, the other thing about that is special teams the other way, punting and punt coverage. Actually did really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, so, Chris Conley. Chris Conley looks like he can play safety.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, what's going on there?
Yeah. We had somebody call and say, I don't know if they were a coach or not, but they were saying that you can't turn your back to the ball in that punt, that fluke situation, because that's what happened, and it hit off the foot, and he had no clue.
But if you're blocking, you know, whether your back's the ball or not, it's not like you're going to be looking at the ball, right? So...
Yeah, I mean, maybe it is just bad luck, honestly. I mean, there's just – and look.
But it can't happen, so, yeah, there must be something that was done that you can't do.
Or it doesn't happen that often. But, you know, you go back and a week ago, a ball hit off a dude's face and landed in Ayuk's hands. So that's just kind of part of it. How comfortable are you? We were debating, I guess, the term franchise QB, or everybody says, one thing we know – is that the Niners have their QB of the future. But what does that mean to you? We were trying to put years on it, and obviously it depends on what happens. But I just didn't necessarily know that I could sit here and say, oh, yeah, Brock's going to be the quarterback for the Niners in 7 years.
I think I heard somebody on the show say Brock Purdy's the man. Didn't Nate say
that? Nate,
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he was a problem at all.
No, I don't think he was either.
So I you look at things going forward that are concerns, he's not one of them. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not saying he's as good as Mahomes, but I thought he did a really good job yesterday. That key play, you know, where Chris Jones doesn't get blocked, or they had a touchdown. Juwan Jennings had, you know, and I thought Purdy did a decent job with that, knowing I got to throw it, I know where I have to throw it, the timing wasn't right. But how is Chris Jones unblocked on that play?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you? What was your Super Bowl setup, Whitey? How'd you watch the game? Did you have any good treats?
Had two parties yesterday. The big one was a Super Bowl party, just immediate family and the dog.
Yeah.
But the other party we had was the and it was not well attended, frankly. It was I'm glad we didn't get Kyle Kuzma party. But I had a great time at that party. So those are the two parties.
I heard Sam Amick say, I think it was earlier today, that the Kings apparently had been out on Kyle Kuzma for a longer period than what was being reported on.
That made me happy. What that was a highlight of the sports weekend.
We wasted how many months talking about these trades that never happened? All of it.
Well, now you got the buyout market, right?
Right.
And we get to do it all over again.
All those people lining up to come to Sacramento.
Here you
go.
I got it for you from Brendan Nunez here.
Our guy.
Davis Bertans. Nope. Can I interest you in an Evan Fournier?
Nope. No.
Can I interest you in a Joe Harris?
Nope.
How about a Marcus Morris?
Nah, he's going to Minnesota, I think.
All right.
Really? Wow.
Okay. Seth Curry?
Eh.
Been there, done that.
Danilo Gallinari, huh?
Actually, I would look into it. But
sure.
His knees
don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Killian Hayes.
Hey, he hit that half-court shot. Yeah. You know?
I know. Highlight of his pro career.
Corey Poor Joseph.
Guy. Oh, next name.
I know Chris loves Corey Joseph.
Cork Maz.
Yeah. Maybe.
Thaddeus Young.
Probably not.
Yeah.
The return of Sacramento Kings great Robin Lopez.
Oh. Sign me up.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sign
Which brother?
Me yeah. Up.
Yeah. Only Sign by me 3 seconds.
It's so good.
Victor Oladipo.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Nope.
You know, he could have been something.
Don't even mention Book Knight. Don't even say his name.
James Book Knight?
No.
Daniel House.
No. Yeah. You know how I knew Book Knight was not going to be a good pro? And it was at the station that you and I used to work. Mm-hmm. And I was in for somebody, and we're interviewing right before that draft. And we're interviewing his college coach. I want to say it was one of the Hurleys.
Yeah. It's his brother.
Yeah. And we're asking about James Book Knight and this and that and about defense. And his college coach says right before the draft, oh, he's not a good defender. Like, all right. Well, thanks, coach.
And last but not least, former Kings great again, Chimezie Metu.
Did he get, he's on the buyout market?
Yes.
Wow. I did not catch that.
If there was anybody who was not fully committed to the program last year, wouldn't you say he might have been one of them?
Yes.
So I don't think that's going to happen.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, Whitey, it's good to see you.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
All right. Drive Guys up next. Thank you for listening to Styles and Watkins. Thank you to Nate. We will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, secure the bag, light the beam.